Do you really desire to leave an inheritance for your children's children? Do you have a plan to do this? What does the Bible say about how it should be done? Well, that's what we're going to discuss today, building a financial legacy the kingdom way. So come on back. You'll be blessed. It's Wednesday.
It's time for another joke.
And it's time for another joke. We got Monday, Tuesday,
Willow.
Thursday, Friday,
Willow.
Right in the middle, baby, Willow.
Come join the Willow crew, Willow. Right in the middle, baby, Willow.
Yeah! I have Jolio in the studio, Josiah, Levi, and Miss O.
Me.
Olivia. Here's the joke, guys. It's Wednesday, right?
Yep.
That means it's time for another joke. Why was everyone so tired on April 1st?
Because it was April Fool's Day.
No, they had just finished a march of 31 days.
Oh, I thought it was going to be because they rent their bikes.
No, they finished a march of 30. It's 31 days in March.
Before you said the end, I thought it was a bike.
Y'all, I don't get it. Oh my God.
Welcome to Winlow with Nama
and Joe.
I'm Krista here, aka Nama. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nama of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live,
love and learn,
while inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack, and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome back, Grandma. Welcome back. Today's episode is Building a Financial Legacy, the Kingdom Way. I'm so very excited about this topic, and I will be using the month of April to really expound on building a financial legacy. The first 5 months, I really honed in on the spiritual legacy because that's what our podcast was built upon. But God has a lot to say about our money and how we use it. And I discovered recently about how we can attain it, what He expects from us. I was recently given a word, a prophetic word, that the Lord is saying to me, well done, well done. And I know, I remember coming up, we used to sing this song, I want to hear him say, servant, well done. That song, well done. So of course I had to search the scriptures and find the context of this scripture. This is what I discovered. It's really going to bless you. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, Jesus was teaching in parables. And the first 13 verses, he discusses the parable of the 10 virgins. But in verses 14 through 28, he teaches a parable about the three servants. And these three servants, he gave them money. And I want to read this in the New Living Translation. This is the parable of the three servants, starting at verse 14 of the 25th chapter of Matthew. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you have given me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I had harvested crops I didn't plant and gather crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Wow. Now this is a parable, but it shows how Jesus felt about investing your money. He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," to the ones that invested wisely and doubled their money. Let me talk about that for a minute. First of all, hearing over the years, "Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." I didn't know that was as a result of talking about money. I've read this several times, but I didn't make the connection. Jesus has a lot to say about money, but today I'm going to discuss how to make sure your money grows. In the financial services industry, there's something called the Rule of 72. And the Rule of 72 is a formula that when you calculate it, it shows how long it will take for your money to double. Just like in this scenario in Matthew chapter 25. You guys know, right? I was a math instructor, so I loved math all the time growing up. I worked in the casino for over 20-something years intermittently. Computing, I got paid to compute in my head. So when I heard this part about the Rule of 72, that part got me to sit up a little bit more, right? I was like, "What you talking about, Willis?" But the Rule of 72 says, the amount of money that you have invested or have saved, whether it's in the savings, mutual fund, CD, or any other account, if you take 72 as a dividend, and whatever the interest rate you're getting on your money, say 3%, 4%, 6%, whatever you're getting, that number, that interest rate becomes your divisor. So you're going to take 72 and divide it by, let's say you're getting 3%. Your answer or the quotient is the number of years it will take for your money to double. So 72 divided by an interest rate of 3 is going to take you 24 years for your money to double. Let's say if your interest rate was 4%, then it would take what? 18 years for your money to double. How about if your interest rate was 6%, 72 divided by 6, it would take you 12 years for your money to double, depending on where you have your money. If your money is growing at a 10% interest rate, what's that, 7.2? 7.2 years for your money to double. Isn't that something? So if you're sitting at a 3% interest rate and it's going to take you 24 years, do you have 24 years before you go into retirement, Grandma? Do you have that amount of time for your money to double? And I don't consider this just happenstance or ironic that someone recently gave me this word that God is saying to me, "Well done." And then I go to research and discover he's talking about money and how I'm investing it. So that really made me want to educate even more. If you don't have a plan for how your money is going to grow, how about you get with me? Call me. We have a team of specialists to structure your money in a way that you will be getting a better rate, that will teach you how to save more and to earn more based on these specific products. That's why it is my goal to help at least 1,000 families. I want to educate at least 1,000 families on how to make more money, save more money, and watch your money grow at a different rate. I know if you're like me, you want to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. That's what Genesis, the 12th chapter, promised us through Abraham. He would bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Even 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That's 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. You want to be able to bless people, sow into people, but you can't do it without money. Money is a tool. And so many people think it's the money that will lead you to all kinds of evil. No, it's the love of money, your obsession with money. It's how you think about money. The love of money could be a root to all evil. And some people will do anything for the dollar. That's why the love of money will lead you into some evil and despicable acts. So again, that's why it's my goal for the next 5 months to educate and impact 1,000 families. So you're asking, how am I going to do this? Well, I'm calling all my friends, family, everyone that I know. And then if those people refer me to other people, that my team, we can sit down and have a discussion about your finances and see how we can make your money grow faster. It's not how much money you make, but how much you're able to save and grow. We have products that will guarantee you lose no money. Say, for instance, you have a 401k that's sitting there that you've had from an old job. If you have an old 401k, or if you're 59 and a half years old, let us educate you on how not to lose any of your money, not a penny, not a dime of your hard-earned money. In different products where, unlike the 401k, it depends, it's contingent upon the stock market. So your money will rise and fall based on the performance in the stock market. But we have products where you can roll your over your 401k, and we guarantee that you will not participate in the losses, only the gain. How about that? And some people, and I refer back to Hosea 4 and 6, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know, it can hurt you. So again, I'm on a campaign, I'm on a crusade. If you would like more of this information or more of what the rich and wealthy knows, I would be more than happy to help you sit down with my coaches, my team, and we can share some more information with you that may not be available. So all you need to do is click the link in the description and set up a time where we can speak to you about products that we have that are designed for you not to lose any money. Guys, I'm really serious about this. I'm really serious about impacting at least 1,000 families. So if you're interested in how to make more money and make certain that you save more and grow, let's have a conversation. We can devise a plan for you to make certain that you do not lose any of your money. So it doesn't matter whether you're at retirement age or not. If you're interested in financial concepts, just like the one that I taught about the Rule of 72, or retirement solutions, building a legacy for your children's children, we can help you. And it's done through life insurance. Believe it or not, it is done through life insurance. You can text me at the toll-free number, 833-WINLOW00, and we will be more than happy to sit down with you and share financial concepts and how you can save more money and build a financial legacy for your children's children. Click the link in the description and schedule a time for us to chat. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Hey there,
Winlow crew, before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.